This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. North Korea has followed through on its threat to demolish the de facto inter-Korean embassy just north of the border, Pyongyang's latest move to ratchet up tensions with Seoul. Charles de Ledesma has this from Associated Press.
The move sharply raises tensions on the Korean Peninsula amid deadlocked nuclear diplomacy with the U.S. Seoul's unification ministry says the building in a North Korean border town was destroyed early afternoon, but gave no further details. News agency photos showed smoke rising from what appeared to be a complex of buildings, the agency saying the area was part of a now-shuttered industrial park where the liaison office was located. The North had earlier threatened to demolish the office as it stepped up its fiery rhetoric over Seoul's failure to stop activists from flying propaganda leaflets across the border. I'm Charles De.
Though the explosion is a slap in the face to Seoul, the move is seen as largely symbolic, as the office had not been functional for some months. The total number of coronavirus cases globally is now over 8 million. More than 2 million of them are in the United States, where the death toll has topped 116,000. A new projection by the University of Washington says the U.S. death toll will reach 200,000 by October the 1st. Despite those projections, President Donald Trump insists that things are looking up in the U.S.
Number is really the low water mark, and it's getting better, and it'll end up being gone. We're making very good headway with respect to vaccines, Alex, so we're making very good headway therapeutically.
China is reporting 40 more coronavirus infections today as it increases testing and lockdown measures in the capital. Beijing has counted more than 100 cases since Friday. This is VOA News. The largest market in Mozambique's capital remains closed as a three-day sanitizing and reorganization continues to fight the spread of the coronavirus. The move is the beginning of the gradual temporary closing of the capital's 63 markets for disinfecting and other steps to prevent the spread of the virus. The U.S. Supreme Court ruled on Monday that federal employment laws protect LGBTQ workers from discrimination. Sagar Magani has this from Associated Press.
The conservative court ruled 6-3 that the Civil Rights Act protects LGBT people from workplace discrimination.
As I read those first few words, my heart stopped.
Gay government worker Gerald Bostic's lawsuit was one of three the high court decided.
Really think I went into a moment of shock.
The ruling's a defeat not just for the employers, but for the Trump administration, which argued the Civil Rights Act's plain wording compelled a ruling for employers. Trump appointee Neil Gorsuch wrote the court's opinion, and the president says he accepts it.
A very powerful decision, actually.
Which is expected to have a big impact on the nation's roughly 8.1 million LGBT workers, since most states do not protect them from job discrimination. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Conservative Chief Justice John Roberts and fellow conservative Neil Gorsuch join the majority opinion. U.S. President Donald Trump is set to sign an executive order later today instituting some police reforms. Proposals for police reforms come after 3 weeks of nationwide protests renewed by the death in police custody of George Floyd, an African-American man who died in Minneapolis, Minnesota, after an officer knelt on his neck for nearly 9 minutes. In the meantime, from South Africa, the grandson of Nelson Mandela is offering his condolences to the families of George Floyd and Rayshard Brooks. We'll have that. Floyd was the latest case to spark outrage about the use of force by police. Last Friday brought another with police shooting dead Rayshard Brooks in Atlanta, Georgia. India says at least three of its soldiers have been killed in a confrontation with Chinese soldiers along their disputed border in the Himalayas. The Indian Army says a violent face-off took place on Monday night with casualties on both sides. China is accusing Indian forces of carrying out provocative attacks on its troops. Meanwhile, Pakistan has released two employees of rival India's embassy in Islamabad after briefly detaining them in connection with a hit-and-run road accident in the capital. For more on all these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Joe Palca, and this is VOA News.